Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, listening to the stories they have to tell and listening to the ideas they have to share. I'm a candle sitting here in the candlestick holder. And I was talking with a group of children in a very impoverished area of the world. And these children were sitting around their bed just before getting ready to go to bed. And they were talking to each other. And they said, "Mr. Candle?" And I said, "Yes." "How come other kids have a rich daddy?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean by other kids having a rich daddy?" Well, the little boy, Tom, who was just 8 years old, he said, "Well, I see in the newspaper that some people have real nice houses, and they have real nice daddies and mommies and real nice clothes to wear, and they just look like they're so happy." "Well, what do you think about that?" "Well, I wish I could be that way," Tom said. "And how did that child have that experience?" "I don't know, Mr. Cattle. How did he have that experience?" And Melissa spoke up and said, "That's right. How did they have that experience? How come they got all that money and they have all that nice stuff and we don't?" "Well, Melissa, what do you think about that?" "Well, I don't think that's fair." "Well, Melissa, how do you think those children had parents that had money and had all these abundant things? How do you think they got it?" "Well, I really don't know." "Well, do you think their father and mother decided that they were going to get an education? And they were going to prepare themselves to have nice jobs and have nice homes and nice things to do?" "Well, I don't know. I wasn't there." "Now, Melissa, don't be silly with me." "Oh, Mr. Candle, you make it sound like I should know these things." "Well, Melissa, you should. Now, Melissa, do some people raise corn and raise other crops?" "Of course." "Do some people have cows and horses?" "Yeah." "Do they wear lovely clothes while they're working with their horses and their cows and working in their fields?" "Well, they wear work clothes." "Well, why don't they go and work in an office where they can wear a nice suit and where they can wear shoes that are polished and they stay polished and they don't get dirty in the field?" "Well, maybe they didn't have a chance." "Now, Melissa, do you really think they didn't have a chance?" "Of course they didn't have a chance," Tom says. "They didn't have anything. They're poor people. They're poor people that didn't have a chance." "Well, why do you say that, Tom?" "Well, look at us. Our mommy and daddy are smart people, but they don't have it." "Well, Tom, how could your mommy and your daddy be rich people if you don't see them as rich?" "What do you mean, if I don't see them as rich?" "Well, Tom, if you look at your mom and dad and you say that they're poor just because you don't have a lot of food, just because you don't have sparkling clothing, just because you don't have a lot of things that other children have, what did your mother and dad want? Did your mother and dad want to go to school and go on and get a better education?" "Sure they did." "No, they didn't. If they wanted to, they would have done it. There are poor children all over the world who want an education, and they get it. And there are other poor children all over the world who feel sorry for themselves, say, "I never have anything, I don't have..." And they don't go out and work for it. They don't go out and apply themselves to get it, and they don't get it. But their parents were rich and they put the kids through school. "Yeah. And a lot of rich parents put their kids through school, and the kids don't amount to anything. The kids got money, or they got this, but they're not happy. They're not fulfilling their dreams for themselves. Well, Mr. Campbell, how do you fulfill a dream for yourself? Well, you have to like yourself to fulfill a dream for yourself. Well, I like myself, Melissa said. Well, okay, so you like yourself, Melissa. Melissa, when you play games with the other children, who wins at the game? I do. Oh, Melissa, you're something else again. How come you win? Because I'm good. Well, why are you good, Melissa? I am good because I pay attention to the game when I'm playing it. Well, that's great. Melissa, how do you do in school? I'm very good. I'm the top of my class. Well, Melissa, what are you going to do in your life? What do you want to be? What do you want to seem? Oh, I don't know. I thought about being a doctor, and I thought about being a nurse. I thought about being a real estate agent. I thought about working in a farm. I thought about having lots of children. And I thought, oh, Melissa, you thought about these many things, but what do you really think about? What would you really like to do if you had the opportunity to go to school and do it? What would you really like to do, Melissa? Well, Mr. Candle, what I really like to do, I'd like to be an architect. Oh, what's an architect? An architect is somebody who draws buildings and who draws houses and who plans parks and who does all that neat stuff. Well, Melissa, that sounds exciting. Have you ever drawn anything? Oh, yes. Well, will you show me what you've drawn? Yes, yes. I'm right here under the bed. And she reached down under the bed and brought out all of these beautiful drawings where she had drawn houses and buildings, and she drew parks, and she drew wonderful places and malls and skyscrapers. Melissa, you are good. Yeah, I like it. Well, where'd you learn how to do this, Melissa? How old are you, Melissa? I'm 12. Well, where'd you learn how to do this, Melissa? Well, I just listened, my heart, and then I drew it. I looked at pictures in the newspaper and on television, and then I just drew it. Well, Melissa, that's very good. And Melissa, why did you have a doubt in your mind as to what you want to be? Whether you want to be an architect, or whether you want to be a doctor, or what you want to be, a mother? Well, I want to be all those things too. Melissa, you want to be all those things too? Yeah, it's fun. I got so much imagination, I want to use it. And I want to go to school, and I want to become an architect, and I want to be a good architect. But I also want to become a doctor, because I like working with that. But not the people doctor. I want to become a veterinarian doctor, because I like working with animals. And I figure, I can spend half my day working with animals and half my day drawing architectural things. Well, Melissa, when you're dividing yourself up like that, can you be good in both? Well, I'm not interested in being good at either. I'm interested in having fun while I'm doing both. I love to be with animals. I love to work with animals to help them. And I love to draw. And I'm doing... Now, look at me here. I'm 12 years old. And I'm doing all this stuff, having a time of my life. And I can continue doing that all of my life. Well, will you be happy, Melissa? Oh, yes. Will you be rich? Well, of course I'll be rich. Where will the money come from? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It'll come from my drawings, or it'll come from my veterinarian hospital, and maybe I'll form a syndication of hospitals and have a hospital here in the middle of this town and then the next town and all the other towns. And then I'll just go around overseeing them and having fun with them. And I'll draw the buildings. I'll be the architect for the buildings. And I'll draw the play areas for the dogs and the animals out and back. And I'll do all these things. Melissa, for 12 years old, you got more imagination than people who are 20 years old. You're fantastic, Melissa. Well, Mr. Candle, I like having fun being me. Well, Melissa, you certainly are not a poor person. Well, no, we don't have any money. Poorness isn't money, or the lack of it. Poorness is when you have no ideas, when you have no imagination, when you have no dreams, when you have no desire to go out and be something that's exciting and fun. And if you go out and look for money, Melissa, you probably will find it, but then you have to keep working at it. But if you go out and look for fun, then you go out and the money is always there. Look at Bill Gates. He didn't go after money. He went after his dream. And look at Warren Buffett. He didn't go after money. He went after his dream of working in stocks and bonds and doing all these things, being a creative person. Everybody who is really great is not just, as some people can be great in money too, that's true. But then you're always working on money. Whereas if you work on things you really love to work on, the money will be there. Oh, you can be sure of that. Tom said, Mr. Candle, you've given me some good things to think about here. Well, Tom, that's a good observation. What are you going to do about it, Tom? Well, one thing, I'm going to follow Melissa's lead. And I'm going to enjoy everything I do. And I'm going to do it wonderful. Tom, are you ever going to be poor? No way. Tom, are you poor now? No way. Tom, who is poor? People who don't have any imagination. I guess that's a good way of saying it, Tom. When you have imagination, you are the richest being on the face of the earth. Oh, Melissa, Tom, you're wonderful. Thank you for letting me share this evening with you. So, here comes Mr. Sandman now. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you and have you dream happy dreams. So, call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, I love you. The richest mommy in the world and the richest daddy in the world and the richest kid in the world. And then give him a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And boys and girls, know that me, Mr. Candle, I'll be back again. But until I do, you know, I love you. I love you. I love you.